This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to St. Mary's High School. The horseshoe, it says on the wall in the end zone, where the Lady Indians are going to take on the Lady Rough Riders in a non-league contest. Indians coming in at one win, no losses. And this is St. Mary's first match of the season. So they're one of the absolute last teams to get their season started. So Indians beat Ansonia last Saturday morning, I guess it was. I think it finished right about noon. Indians won three straight. I believe it was 25-10, 25-10, and 25-15, something like that. So pretty good showing by the Indians. We graduated no seniors last year, so it's an experienced team, more or less led by Cameron Mullenkamp, senior, Bryn Willman, a senior, Bridget Holman, who will not be playing for at least a few weeks. We are hoping, haven't heard anything recently, but hoping that she will be back for at least the tail end of the volleyball season. But we don't know that yet. Also, Alexis Grizzy, a senior, she's back and played very well on Saturday. And Trinity Ramel. I knew there was another one. And she played a lot on the JV last year and played a pretty good amount on the varsity and plays very well. So, and then we had several last year's freshmen who are back as sophomores that did very, very well last year. Their first couple of games of the season, they were pretty good, but it took them a little bit to get used to the pace of the varsity varsity match, but still did very, very well, especially toward the end of the season. That'd be Kayla Garkey, Chloe Brockman, Hope Evers, Caden Ranley. I was thinking there's another one. I don't see another one on here, but those girls did very well last year, and we're going to be doing real well with them. One of the seniors I left off was Kenna Dews. She's a serving specialist, and we've had several girls last year who served 5 to 10 points in a row several times, and I believe it was Kayla Garkey. I don't remember who she was who we were playing. She served 23 or 24 straight points, and just about served the entire match set, I should say. So Bryn Wellman has done that, and when Cameron Mullenkamp, when her serve is going the way she wants it, and it's knuckleballing, diving down at the right time, it is almost impossible. She had four aces last week on Saturday, and just really, really good. So I like what Coach Guggenbiller has here this year. Don't know how we'll do in the MAC, but we're going to be a very, very good team. There's going to be a lot of really good teams in the MAC, and we have proved, and several teams in our league have proved over the years that you don't have to be even in the top end of the MAC to go a long way in the tournament. In fact, I'm going to say 5 or so years ago, Versailles was sixth place in the league and won the state tournament. So We have very good teams all the way up and down our schedule, especially in the league, and they're all capable year in and year out of going a long way in the tournament. So let's take a little break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about maybe the upcoming or this game here and what else we have coming up here. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 WFRC Low Power FM, simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are a local dealer for GE and Hot Point Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to the Horseshoe here at St. Mary's High School. And Indians, Lady Indians are taking on the Lady Rough Riders, Indians' second match of the season. The Lady Rough Riders, this will be their first match of the season. Indians come in having won their first match, so undefeated, but that's one match. Just hearing the Strolls commercial, that reminded me, if you are planning a trip to Portland anytime the rest of this week, just know that the gas engine and tractor show is going on, and there are thousands of people in town, and there are, I'm going to say, nearly a million garage sales, and people don't pay any attention when they're driving down the street and decide they're going to go into a garage sale. They'll just turn in front of you or suddenly or stop, so just be careful over there. And then there's golf carts everywhere, so if you're going to Portland, just remember they have the antique gas engine and tractor show. I believe they said this is their 61st year, so just know that that's going on over in Portland. The rest of this week we have volleyball at Arcanum on Thursday, and then football is going to be hosting Allen East. Our Racing and Energy pregame show will be at 6:40 on Friday night. Allen East beat, now I've already forgotten who they played, but they beat somebody like 50-0, something like that. We beat them last year at their place, and they bring a lot of skilled players back. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see how we can fare against them. And, I know our team is ready. Coach Winning has our guys ready to go, and they are anxious to show how good they are now. So we had a lot of things. Coach Winning said we had a few problems that he didn't care for. I'm not smart enough to notice them, so I thought we did really, really well, but he thought we could have done a little better. So but that's Friday night, and the Indians went down to Dayton Welcome Stadium, where we defeated the Ponitz Career Technical Center Golden Panthers by a score of 35-14. The Golden Panthers scored on the very first play of the game and their last play of the game. Those are their only two scores. They scored with 20 seconds left in the game to make it 35-14. And I thought the Indians looked pretty good. The first half, we held them down pretty well. Didn't let them get very many first downs. Second half, I think they got more first downs than we did, but we bent a little bit and didn't break. So I think that the Indians are going to do very well. Three new seniors that weren't on the team in the past, and they're going to contribute and did contribute. Some good skill players all up and down. A lot of them are seniors, have juniors in there, and it's just going to be, it's going to be a good year. So make sure you get on the bandwagon and get to every game you can. Now, if you can't get to them, we will have the games here on the Hometown Huddle, Tribe 107.3 WFRC FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com. So, you can get on, get on there and listen at FortRecoveryCommunityRadio.com, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and Live365.com, and search for Fort Recovery. Those are ways you can listen online. And our, in years past, we had an app, and that is non-functional. We decided when Apple started updating every 2 weeks, and we had to reprogram everything, that we weren't going to deal with that anymore. We did have, can't remember what the website was last year. That started, or maybe 2 years ago, they started playing commercials right in the middle of everything. So we don't do that anymore. And so it'll be Live365.com, FortRecoveryRadio.com, or FortRecoveryCommunityRadio.com. Just go on Google and Google any of those, and you can listen right there. And they, and most of our games will be on Huddle. All of the home games and a lot of the away games will be on Huddle. And most of them will not have audio with them, so you can kind of try to work your pause buttons to make things a little coordinated between our audio and their video. So, again, Indians getting ready to play here. JV, Indians won 25, well, I can't meet reading my writing. I think it's 25-11 and 25-15, but had very little problem with the Lady Rough Riders in the JV game, in the JV match. So they're getting ready for the national anthem and the introductions. So we'll take a little break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes with the beginning of the first set here at the Horseshoe in St. Mary's.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by the Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe's store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to the Horseshoe on the Grand Lake Health Systems Court at St. Mary's Memorial High School. Indians, Lady Indians are taking on the Lady Rough Riders. Lady Rough Riders' first match of the season. The Lady Indians played on Saturday and beat Ansonia in three fairly easy sets. So they're getting ready. The teams are on the floor. They're going to do the sub-ins for the liberos. And then we'll get underway here. For the Lady Rough Riders, they're going to have Piper Marcy, Taylor Meyer, Avery Deringer, Avery Ibarra, Ella Schlarman, Callie Halko, and Audrey Reinecke. And for the Indians, it'll be our what will probably be very similar to last year's. It'll be Kayla Garkey, Cameron Mullenkamp. I believe Hope Evers is, yep, she's starting. So we're getting ready to get underway. It will be Haley Easton back to serve to start this set for the Indians. They play it from the back row. Set up for their left side off of our blockers and out of bounds. 1-0 in favor of the Lady Rough Riders. And it will be Avery Ibarra going back to serve. She'll serve from a little bit right of center. Played by Cameron Mullenkamp. Ranley sets for Willman, and she puts it down in the far back corner and inbounds. We're tied at one. And it will be Hope Evers going out, and Kenna Dews, our master server, coming in to serve. She'll serve. She started in the center. She's moved way over to the left, to her left, and they play it from the back row. setting it for their players. Nice dig by Haley Easton. Now the back row, back to their back row. They're going to go from the left side. We're able to keep it alive at the net. Ranley will roll shot it over. They play it from the back. They're going to set it for their left side. Big hit. Too long. Oh, but they said it was tipped. I didn't see the tip, but nobody's arguing, so it's going to be 2-1, Lady Rough Riders. And going back to serve is Ella Schlarman, number 13, senior. She'll serve from slightly right of center. Dews, Ranley back sets for Willman. Just a little bit long, not tipped. So it's 3-1, Lady Rough Riders. Time for the Indians to kick it in gear here. Ella Schlarman will serve again for the Lady Rough Riders. Dews, and she tried to get it to, excuse me, I believe that was Kayla Garkey tried to get it to the front row, and it went a little sideways on her, so it's 4-0 Lady Rough Riders. 4-1, excuse me. Garkey again. Ranley sets it for Cameron Mullenkamp into their blockers, and they said it was four hits. It must have hit the net and come back. I thought their blockers put it back on our side, so it's now 5-1. We have to get it in gear here, girls. Ella Schlarman, we can't let them get way ahead of us. We don't want to make a big comeback. And that one is wide and out of bounds. So point to the Indians, 5-2. It's going to be Bryn Willman back to serve. She's starting from the just a little right of center. Looks like she's staying there. Her serve is a good one. Played from the back row way up in the sky, but they are able to play it. They bump shot it over, and we can't play it. That's it for a bump shot. That was a very good shot, and we did not play it well. 6-2, I believe. Whenever somebody gets a point, they show their number and take all the scores off the scoreboard. So it's a big digital thing. So Indians return to serve. They're fighting to get to it and can't make it. It's 6-3 now, and looks like Caden Ranley is going to be back to serve for the Indians. She's starting in the center. Rough Riders 6, Indians 3. First set here in the match. They play it from the back row. Going to set it for the left side. Tip it across our blockers. We're able to play it. Cameron Mullenkamp will bump it across, and they can't play it. Not a great shot, but very effective. And it is 6-4, I believe. Again, they have the other things up on the scoreboard. They don't leave the score up there. 6-4. And Ranley will serve again, and she's serving from the left side this time. Play it from the back row. Going to set it for the left side. Dews digs it out. Ranley sets for Mullenkamp. Big hit off of one of their back row players and backwards into the student section in the end zone. It is 6-5, I believe. And Ranley will go back to serve again. Yes, 6-5. Ranley will serve slightly left of center. She gets a little run going, serves it, plays it from the back row, comes to our front row, and comes right to Grizzy, and she puts it down on their side. We're tied at 6. Indians are making a nice run here with Caden Ranley with the service points and making it tough on them to get it set up well for a good volley. So Ranley, now she's serving from the right side. They play it from the back row. It goes backwards, but they're able to play it. Going to bump shot it across. Dews, Ranley to Grizzy, and she puts it off of one of their players in the back, and the Indians with 4 straight points have taken the lead, 7-6. And Ranley will serve again. She's serving a little bit right of center. Serve. Played in the back row. They're going to bump it toward the front, left side. Garkey, Ranley with a nice back set. And back over to the Lady Rough Riders. And they get it across. And it gets it across our blockers. And down for a point. I believe we're tied at 7. Yep, tied at 7. That was Reland Montague with the kill. And serve, played from the back row. And Grizzy tips it across and goes wide out of bounds. So it'll be the Lady Rough Riders again. And I believe that is Piper Marcy back to serve for the Lady Rough Riders. Garkey plays it. Ranley to Mullenkamp. They get it across. Back to us and Grizzy. Garkey bumps it across. And they get it back to us. Garkey going to set it for... That was Haley Easton, but she puts it into the net. So they have scored 3 straight on us, I believe. Yes. And they lead 9-0. Piper Marcy, the senior libero, I believe. No, she's not the libero, just a senior. And Ranley sets it for Grizzy, and it stays inbounds right in that right, about 2 inches inbounds in the back corner. And it is... Well, they're going to have to show that. I can't remember. 9-8, Indians down. And it's going to be Cameron Mullenkamp, I believe. Back to serve. Yep. High serve. Big spin. They are able to play it. And they get it back to us. We get it over to them, and they can't play it back. So we're tied at 9, and Mullenkamp will go back to serve again. Her knuckleball serve was just starting to dive, and they didn't play it very well. Many times they'll think it's coming right to them, and it'll dive down and hit their feet. They were able to get to it slightly before that, but it didn't help much. That one's played basically the same way. They're going to have to bump shot it across from way back in the back. Garkey, and we set it up for bumped by Hope Evers. And long, they hit it back. Way too long, and in a Indians take a 10-9 lead, and Cameron Mullenkamp will serve again. Throws it about 10 feet in the air, gigantic amount of spin. She just barely was able to get her hands on it before it hit the floor, but it never got more than 6 inches off the floor. Shot up to our side of the net, under the net. 11-9, I believe. Mullenkamp again. And they can't handle that one either. 2 aces in a row. And the 2 before that were brutal. So they're going to take a timeout and try to figure out how to defeat our serve. Indians lead 12-9. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to the Horseshoe, St. Mary's High School. It is the Grand Lake Health System court at St. Mary's High School. Indians leading 12-9. First set. And Cameron Mullenkamp with, I believe, 4 straight serves. 2 of them aces. The other ones they have not been able to handle very well, but did it get a hand on it. That one is a good serve. They get back to us. We're able to keep it alive. Garkey, Hope Evers, they get it. They block it at the net and back down on our side. We just couldn't get back there. It went into their blockers and down. So it's, well, I think they gave us the point on the scoreboard, but I don't think that's right. Yeah, there we go. So it should be 12-10. So the scoreboard twice already have had the wrong score up there. Callie Halko, number 17, serving for the Lady Rough Riders. And off of Mullenkamp's hands and backwards, so it's 12-11. We're letting them back in the game here. We don't want to do that. They've gotten 2 straight points. We need to shut it down. Halco, sophomore, back to serve again. She'll serve from right of center. Garkey, Ranley, we tip it over their blockers. That was Grizzy tipping it over their blockers. And one Lady Rough Rider was able to get her hands on it, but couldn't do anything with it. So it's, I believe, 13-11. And Kayla Garkey will go back to serve our libero. They play it from the back row. They're going to back set it. They have to bump shot it, and it goes only halfway up the net and down, 14-11. Indians with a three-point lead. See if Kayla Garkey can get us a good run going here and start taking control. We got up several, and then they got it back to one, but now we're back to three-point lead. And that one is long and a little bit wide. So it's back down to a two-point lead for the Indians. It is 14-12. And the libero is back to serve, and I can't read her number. She will serve from the right of center. We play it from the back row. Ranley sets for Willman. They are able to play it and tip it over our blockers and down on our side, 14-13. And, again, I can't read the libero's number. It's light gold numbers on a white jersey. So Indians are, they play it. It'll be Hope Evers with a big hit. They're able to play it, keep it alive. And we block it back down on their side. And it is Indians point, 15-13. Hope Evers with a nice block and kill. And that will be, I believe it's Haley Easton back to, yes, back to serve for us from the right side. They play it from the back row. They're going to set it for the left side. We're able to get a hand on it, but it goes backwards behind our bench. And it is, I believe, 15-14. They keep taking the score off the scoreboard. Yep, 15-14 Indians. And it will be number six, Avery Ibarra. Okay, so it'll be a serve. Mullenkamp plays it. Ranley sets it for Willman. And they get it back to us, and we hit it right straight back down on their side. So it is 16-14. And it's going to be Kennedy's going back to serve for the Lady Indians. Leading 16-14, set number one here. She'll serve from the left side. They play it from the back, going to back set to the middle. Garkey plays it. Ranley will make a nice set for Mullenkamp, and they are barely able to dig it out and get it back to our side. Ranley, she hits it across on the second ball, and we get it set up for Mullenkamp, and she puts one down near the back line, but inbounds by about a foot. And I believe it is 17. I think we have a two-point lead, three-point lead, 17-14, and it will be Kennedy's again to serve from just left of center. Their back row is able to play it. They set it, and they tried to set it, but the person she was setting it to, she set it about 10 feet away, and she was trying to set it for the girl beside her. She back set it and didn't realize where she was. So it's 18-14. Let's walk away with it here. Dews with the serve. And nice save there. Big hit by their girl in the middle, and they say it stayed in bounds. I thought that it went out, but Todd Henkel was right there. So it's 18-15, I believe, yes. And it's going to be Audrey Reinecke, I believe, serving for the Lady Rough Riders. Garkey plays it. Deuce gets it back into play. Willman hits it across. Kind of a roll shot, but it goes, stays in, and it's 19-15 Indians. And Bryn Willman will go back to serve. First set here. Bryn started off on the right. Coach Guggenbiller brings her over to the left side, a little left to center. And that is, long, just a little bit long. I thought it might have been inbounds, but I'm up in the crow's nest and on the opposite side of the floor. It's 19-16, and the Lady Rough Riders serve and goes to Deuce, and she does not play it very well, and it goes sideways. Audrey Reineke is serving here, and I believe that was Ella Schlarman that served before when I thought it was Reineke. So Reineke, senior, she'll serve from just barely right of center. Dews, Ranley, she'll put it across into their blocker, but the blocker blocked it into or hit it back into the net. So it's 20-17, I think. And Caden Ranley will go back to serve. Yep, 20-17 Indians. First set. And looks like there's going to be a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Welcome back. Indians leading 20-17. Back after the Lady Rough Riders timeout. And as a lot of people will say, the first team to 20 almost always wins. But we've been in this situation before and got into some serious problems. So let's just keep on rolling. Caden Ranley back to serve again for the Indians. Again, leading 20-17 here in set number one. Good serve. Just barely long. They stepped out of the way, and it went just a little bit long. So it's 20-18. And I believe, yep, this is number zero, Piper Marcy. And she'll serve from just a little bit right of center. Serve is good. And we hit it back to them on the return. We didn't, the first hitter hit it back. I believe that was Garkey. And they put it down on our side, and it's 20-18, I believe. Yeah, 20-19. Again, they keep putting a player's number up there and take the score off every time they do something. So we've got a good serve there and receive, and it's to their side. Nice save by Dews, setting it up for Mullenkamp. They play it from the back row, going to set for their left side. Big hit, and we can't play it. We're tied at 20. They've scored three straight, and it is Piper Marcy going to go back to serve after the Fort Recovery timeout. So we'll be back to finish up this first set, tied at 20, back in a moment.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners.
Sorry, we're very short timeout, only about a 20-second timeout. So we're back here. We're tied at 20. Lady Rough Riders serving. It is Piper Marcy serving from the right side. Dews, Ranley. Dews will bump it across. They are setting it for the middle. Big hit. We block it back down on their side, and we lead 21-20. Big, big, big point there. That was very important. And here we are with Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve. Her knuckleball serve has been working tonight. I think she had two or three aces and did really well. So there it is. They are able to play it before it dives. They tip it across. Nice save by Garkey. We set it for Hope Evers. It's across, and they tip it across to us. Garkey to Hope Evers. She puts it across on the second hit, setting it up, and we have it back on our side. Evers, Ranley, Grizzy, and kind of a miss hit, but it worked out perfectly because it kind of went sideways and off of their blockers. So Indians lead by two, 22-20, and Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve again. She's serving just about from the center. And they play it from the back. Setting it for the left side again. We're able to play it. Just a nice dig. We're going to have to bump it across. Mullenkamp does that. And they're getting it near for the right side. Garkey, Ranley setting it up for Hope Evers. And off of their blockers and down behind them and in front of the back row. So it's 23-20. Indians lead by three. And the Rough Riders are going to make a sub. Ella Schlarman will come in to replace Addison Fry, I believe, if I'm reading the number correctly. Mullenkamp will serve again, see if she can serve us out. We need two more points in this first set. That one is a great one. They are able to get their hand on it before it hit the floor. And they get it across, but it goes wide, and it is set point. Cameron Mullenkamp might as well serve us out. See if she can get one to drop in front of that back row this time. Crazy hit, and they just barely get a hand on it. That knuckleball comes across, and it comes right at them and then dives right in front of them. And she's got that timed perfectly. Indians take the first set, 25-20, after five straight points from Cameron Mullenkamp. We'll be back with set number two in just a moment.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Saisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. You're listening to Varsity Action on the Hometown Huddle. We welcome listeners from the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP Fort Recovery and listeners on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Horseshoe, the St. Mary's Memorial Stadium, Arena, whatever we want to call it. Not sure what they call it, but it is also the Grand Lake Health System floor. So it is getting ready for set number two. Indians won the first set 25-20. They were ahead of us early. We fought back, got to, I think we were down 5-1. Fought back, got ahead of them. And at one point, I think we were up 3 points at 10-7. And then they came back, and then we fought back and back and forth. We got up 20-17, and they scored three straight to tie it at 20. And then we scored five straight on Cameron Mullenkamp's tough serving to end up with a 25-20 victory in set number one. It's going to be the libero, Avery Ibarra, for the Lady Rough Riders. We get it to... We got it to the front. Willman with a big kill, but they blocked it back on our side, and it's down. And the Lady Rough Riders lead 1-0. Ibarra will go back to serve again. Good serve. Mullenkamp digs it out. Ranley, Willman, and she puts it just, it didn't get timed right. She kind of hit it on her, she had to lean back to hit it, and it wasn't a real good hit, but it went perfectly over their blockers and down on their side. 1-1, and it is Kennedy's. Back to serve for the Indians, a little bit left of center. Back row plays it. They're going to set it back set for the right side. Off our blockers and down on our side. It's 2-1, Lady Rough Riders. And it's going to be, looks like number 12, Reland Montague. Nope, she comes in, but it's going to be, looks like Ibarra serving again. I don't think that's right. I must have read the number wrong. And we don't play it very well. And it is 3-1, Lady Rough Riders. Now, I might have read a number wrong before, but this looks like Ibarra serving again, and she shouldn't be serving again, I don't think. Anyway, Ranley sets it for Willman. They get it in the back and don't play it very well. It's back row, and it is 3-2, Indians trailing. And Bryn Willman will go back to serve for our Indians. She'll serve from the left side. A rocket shot. They stepped out of the way because it looked like it was going to go out of bounds. And it looked like it might have taken a little dive down there and stayed in bounds. So I believe we're tied at 3. Yes. I always have to wait for the scoreboard to come back up. Woman will serve again from the left side. Played from the back row, setting it for the middle. We block it back. Setting it, Ranley will set it for Mullenkamp. She'll tip it over their blockers. They get it back to us. And off of our front row and out of bounds. Rough Riders retake the lead at 4-3. And it's going to be Ella Schlarman back to serve for the Lady Rough Riders. 4-3 here in the second set. Indians trailing by one. Schlarman will serve just about from the center. Dews, Ranley sets it for Grizzy, and she puts it down over their front row blockers and in between a couple of girls on the back row. We're tied at 4. And it will be Caden Ranley going back to serve. She'll serve from a little bit left to center. I believe she scored, or she served 4 points in a row for us in the first set. So she will go back to serve. And they play it from the back row. Going to set it for the left side. Big hit. We are able to keep it in play. Dews roll shots it across. And another one just barely stays in bounds that they kind of stepped out of the way. Indians lead 5-4 now. Let's see if we can walk away from them here and get this under control. It took us the whole game in the first set to get it under control. Here comes Caden Ranley's serve. It's good. They play it from the back row, but it hits the net, and they aren't able to play it off the net. 6-4 Indians. And Ranley will serve again. She's going to serve from a little right of center this time. And that's Libero. They get it kind of back under control. Have to roll shot it across. Dews. Ranley sets it for Grizzy. Nice dig, and it goes up to the net, back and forth at the net. Indians getting ready to set it for Haley Easton, and looks like they're going to say, I'm not sure what it was, but that maybe in the net, not sure, but it was a point for the Indians. 7-4 now. Ranley's serve again. Oh, it just went barely out of bounds. I thought that one might have stayed in too, but I'm a pretty good distance away, and it was within 3 feet of the official with a flag, so I'm going to take her word over mine. So it's 7-5. Indians still lead by 2, and Rough Riders serve. We're struggling to get it under control. We're going to bump it across. They play it from the back row, setting it for the left side. They get it across to us, and it goes clear across the court and out of bounds. And it is 8-5, Indians, and it'll be Cameron Mullenkamp again. So she's going to be serving from a little bit right of center. She throws it way up in the air, comes, hits it with a great amount of spin, and if it's exactly right, it will dive right at the feet of the young ladies in the back row. And it is almost impossible to play when it's coming that way. That one, they get to. And off of our girls, we're digging crazy trying to get it back in play. We're able to. They get it back across. Up to the front row. Ranley gets it back into play. Easton over their blockers and down at the 10-foot line. 9-5, Lady Indians. And Cameron Mullenkamp will serve again. Her ball didn't get the chance to dive quick enough the last time. Let's see if she can get that going again. And it does. And they cannot serve. They can't play. It's so hard to play because it looks like it's coming right at you. And then in the last 2 or 3 feet, it drops. Just right, almost straight down to the floor. Mullenkamp will serve again. 10-5, Indians. Big serve, and they are able to play it. They get it across. We tip it right back to them. They hit it right into our blockers, and we put it right down on the floor. It's 11-5. We're starting to walk away from them. Let's keep that rolling. Mullenkamp back to serve again, just to the right of center. And that one misplayed again by that back row. They cannot, it's almost impossible to figure out that knuckleball serve, because when it's working, it's great, and then the next one will be where you can get it. So timeout for the Lady Rough Riders. We'll be back in just a minute.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Welcome back. Indians leading 12-5. Set number 2 won the first set 25-20 after Cameron Mullenkamp served us out the last 5 points. Here comes her serve again, and they cannot handle it again. This time they got a hand on it, but it was a one-hopper, and it still didn't go anywhere. So 13-5, and Mullenkamp's knuckleball serve is working really well. Huge amount of spin. They are able to play it from the back row. Cross to us. Ranley will set it for Grizzy, and she puts it over their blockers and down. She has been great at setting the ball for any of our hitters. And tonight it's been Grizzy, it seems like. Hope Evers is also really one of our great hitters. Cameron Mullenkamp, Bryn Willman. Mullenkamp back to serve again at 14-5. They are able to play it before it dives. They get it back to their left side. A big hit, but it goes long out of bounds. And it's 15-5. Indians, I believe, have scored 7 or 8 straight points. I think we were tied at 4. Mullenkamp again. And here comes that serve. They're able to play it. They're going to have to bump it across, and something happened there. I think a double hit. Yep, I think. No, it looks like maybe they had somebody under the net. Anyway, another point for the Indians. 16-5. Mullenkamp again. I am not keeping track of service points, but I think this is 8. And they're able to play it. Yep, they got it to their front row. And we block it back to them. They tried to get it back across and could not get it to go over the net. In fact, I think they actually hit it 5 times, couldn't get it to go over the net. Indians lead at 12, 17-5. Mullenkamp again. They play it from the back row, and they're going to put it from the left side, and really long, about 6 or 8 feet too long. It's 18-5. And I believe that is 10 or 11 straight points for Cameron Mullenkamp. Another timeout for the Lady Rough Riders. We'll be back right after this from Fort Sight Fuel.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Sight Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Sight Street and State Route 49, Fort Sight Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Sight Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back. Indians leading 18-5 after, I believe, 10 straight points. So it would be 9 service points for Cameron Mullenkamp, probably 5 or more aces. They are really struggling to handle that knuckleball curve. Now, some of the teams will move up a step or two to try to get to it before it dives, but even then, it has so much spin on it, if they're able to play it, it's liable to go anywhere. That ball really is spinning 100 miles an hour. Here comes a serve. They play it from the back. They get it up to the front. Left side. We tip it back to them. They're going to set it for the left side again. Evers, Ranley. Didn't see who hit that one across, but they are able to play it. And they bump shot it across. Garkey, Ranley, Willman. Nope, that wasn't Willman. That was Grizzy. And from the middle and down, and it is 19-5. And Mullenkamp will go back to serve again. There's the serve. They're able to play it. They get it to the front. They're trying to get it under control. And they get it back on, get it down on our side, and we aren't able to handle it. We were too close to the net and hit it about waist high into the net. So they finally break the serve, 19-6. And I believe this will be the libero, Avery Ibarra. We play it from the back. Garkey, Mullenkamp's going to have to bump it across. Their libero gets it. They're putting it up to the front, left side. Put it across our blockers, but it goes wide out of bounds, 20-6. And Indians are the first one to 20. Now it's a little closer, or it was a little closer in the first set when it was 20-17. Right now it's 20-6. First team to 20 usually wins, and we finally did. They play it back and forth at the net, and we are going to set it. Ranley looked like she was going to set it for Bryn Willman. She just popped it across right in the middle of all of them, right in the campfire, with all six of them standing right there, 21-6. And it's going to be Kayla Garkey back to serve. A little bit left of center. Goes into the net, 21-7. And looks like number 2, Taylor Meyer, is going to come in to serve for the Lady Rough Riders. Had a pretty tough go of it here this second set. Indians won the first set 25-20. This one is 21-7 right now. Nice serve. We'll have to fight for it, but we're able to get it. Dip it across. And Haley Easton puts it over their blockers and down. Just tipped it right over their blockers. Not a big hit, but just tipped it right over. And Haley Easton will go back to serve now, 22-7. 15-point lead here in set number 2. Haley Easton back to serve from the left side. They play it from the back. They'll get it to the front. Have to roll shot it. Mullenkamp, Ranley setting it for Hope Evers. They are able to get a hand on it, gets it across to us, but something, a double hit they called on the Lady Rough Riders, 23-7. And Haley Easton, two more serves, and it'll be set number 2. The coach moved her over to the right side for the serve. She bloops one over. They are able to play it. They're going to hit it from the right side. We play it from the back row, setting it up for Mullenkamp. A big hit. They are able to save it in the back row. And back to us. Ranley sets it for Willman, and she puts it right down on the floor on their side, 24-7. And Haley Easton will go back to serve. This is set point, 24-7. She'll serve again from the right side. They're able to play it. Going to back set for the right side. And we're not able to handle it. Got to Easton and kind of handcuffed her. It is 24-8. And the libero, Avery Ibarra, is back to serve. She'll serve from just about the center, just a little bit to the right of center. Mullenkamp, Ranley sets it for Hope Evers, and it's down and in that far corner, and that is set number two, 25-8. Indians have won both sets here, 25-20 and 25-8. We'll be back with set number three, and we hope it'll be the final set. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting Tribe Football and Volleyball on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Roll Tribe!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill.
For a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Welcome back to St. Mary's High School. The horseshoe they call the gymnasium, and the floor is a Grand Lake Health System floor. And Indians take set number one, 25-20, and walked away from the Lady Rough Riders about at around 8 or 10 points. Cameron Mullenkamp served, I believe, 10 straight service points. Probably five or more aces, and Indians win 25-8 in set number two. JV, Indians won 25-11, I believe, and 25-15. So, so far been a very good night for the Indians. We have one win, no losses, and this is St. Mary's first match of the season. It will be Haley Easton back to start the set for the Lady Indians, and she hits it about 5 feet too long. They stepped out of the way, and I think every single game has started out 1-0 in favor of the Rough Riders. Every single one of these sets. So it'll be Piper Marcy, I believe. Indians are struggling to get it, but Mullenkamp will bump shot it across. Libero, they're setting it for the left side. Evers, Ranley, she puts it across on the second hit instead of setting it. They're playing it. We're just struggling to get it under control, and we're not able to. We're down 2-0. need to get the ship righted. We can't let them get a little bit of momentum going. Piper Marcy back to serve again. 2-0, Rough Riders, set number three. Garkey from the back row. Evers sets it for, that was Ranley setting it for Evers. And they play it, and they put it up to the front in the middle. Big hitter, and puts it off of our blockers and down. Indians trail 3-0. RC back to serve again. Nice serve. Mullenkamp. Ranley back sets it for Woman. They are able to block it back down on our side. We had a couple of hits, but we're not able to get it under control at all. 4-0. So another slow start for the Indians. We have to get this stopped a little bit and then get this under control. RC again. Hope Evers. Ranley back sets for Wilman. That goes over their blockers. They're able to dig it out. Left side, big hit, but it goes long and out of bounds. Indians finally on the board, and it is 4-1. Indians trailing, and it's going to be Kennedy's going back to serve. She subbed in for Hope Evers. Dews will, she was going to start in the center. She's gone to the left side now. And they waited just a little too long, thought it was going to go out of bounds, then stuck her hand out, and it went backwards into the student section. 4-2 now. Indians trailing. Kenna Dews looking to get another one of those long runs and get the Indians in the lead here. And that one is too long. 5-2. Indians trailing, set number three. Indians leading 2-0. This is, I believe, Ella Schlarman, if I'm reading the number correctly. Senior back to serve. She's just to the right of center. And Garkey, we set it for Wilman. And they are able to get it in play. And back to us, back to them. And somebody, one of their players was apparently in the net or under the net, so it'll be a point for the Indians. That was a really crazy volley, just smacking ball back and forth at each other. Bryn Woman will serve now, a little bit left to center. Indians trailing 5-3. And that is just a little wide. We've had a couple of service errors here, and we can't be doing that and get this game under control. 6-3 trailing, and it looks like maybe Audrey Reineke back to serve. Nice serve. Garkey, Ranley, she'll set it for Mullenkamp on the left side, and she tips it over their blockers and down. 6-4. And it's going to be, looks like Caden Ranley is going to go back to serve for the Indians, trailing 6-4. She's starting from a little bit left to center. Serve is good. They get it up toward the front to the right side. We dig it out in the back. Ranley will, yep. It was going to get real close to the net, and Ranley tipped it back toward ours, but I think she went across the net to get it. So it's 7-4, Lady Rough Riders. They'll be serving from a little bit right of center. And a rocket shot played by Mullenkamp. We set it up for Mullenkamp. Just about got it to drop. They get it to us, and Grizzy tips it right back down on their side. She has had a really nice night tonight. I think it's 7-5 now. We'll see when the score comes back up. Yep, 7-5, Indians trailing. But here comes Cameron Mullenkamp. So far, her serves have been brutal. There's that crazy spin, but they are able to play it. They get it across. Mullenkamp. Ranley setting it for Hope Evers. She tips it across their blockers. They're able to dig it out. Coming to the left side. They roll shot it across. Ranley setting it up for Grizzy. Off of their back row and into the stands. 7-6. Indians trailing by one. And here comes Mullenkamp back to serve again. She throws it up in the air about 10 feet, and when she hits it, it has a crazy amount of spin on it. and it is really tough to play. 7-6, there's that shot again. They're able to play it, and they tip it to that center, and they're able to get it over our blockers, and Garkey got a hand on it but couldn't get anywhere with it. So that'll bring Callie Halko back to serve, I believe. And Indians trail 8-6. So we need to get things going here. Halko serving from right of center. She will hit it a little bit long. Looked like it was going to stay in, and then our girls looked at each other and stepped away, and it went about 3 feet out of bounds. 8-7, Indians down one. And here comes Kayla Garkey, sophomore. She will serve it. They play it from the back row, struggling a little bit. They're going to get it to the front. Bump shot it across. Ranley will set it for Wilman, and she puts it right straight down on their side. We're tied at 8. Maybe this is where we start walking away from them here in set number 3. We've won the first set 25-20, second set 25-8. Garkey will serve again. She's going to start from the middle, then moves over to the left side. Just left of center. And that one almost dropped in there, but they're able to play it. They're going to roll shot it across. Mullenkamp, Ranley, Easton, and she hits it across their blockers and down. Indians lead now, finally. First time in the set, 9-8. Garkey back to serve again. And that one was just a blooper. They're able to get to it. That was just barely across the net. One of those bloopers that they weren't expecting. They got their hand on it, but they hit it into the net between two of their front row girls. 10-8, Indians leading. Garkey serves again. Kind of the same thing, but they were able to get it up to the front. And then she tried to tip it over on the second one and hit it into the net. 11-8, Indians. Let's get a few more here and start walking away. And until it was 9-8, we were down the entire match. We hadn't been ahead. Garkey serve again. They get it up to the front. Play it very well this time. They bump it across. Mullenkamp, Garkey, Rainley will bump it across. They trying to get it to the front row. We tip it back at them. Off of their blockers and down. 12-8. 5 straight points for the Indians. And they're going to call, the Lady Rough Riders will call a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a minute after we hear from Strolls Appliances in Portland.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls have been a part of the community for 85 years, offering appliance service and support across the area. They carry GE and Hotpoint appliances, along with electronics from Radio Shack. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
We're back here, and Indians leading now 12-8 after 5 straight points. And on the video screen, they have a really cool thing here, a video of their high school band playing with the baton twirlers, and it's just really nice. So we are back. Kayla Garkey back to serve again. Indians leading 12-8. Set number 3. Garkey with 4 straight service points. They play it from the back row, going to set it for the right side. They tip it across our blockers. They're setting it for the middle, set it to the right side. Now to Hope Evers, and goes off of their blockers and to our side, but long out or wide out of bounds. So Indians point again, 13-8, leading by 5. 6 straight points. Garkey will serve again. They play it from the back row, setting it for the middle. We get it from the back row. And Easton will hit it across. They're going to try to set it up for their back row. They get it across to us, and we bump it across, and something happens. We got a double hit on the Indians. So they finally break that serve. We had five straight points. They finally break it, and it's 13-9. And it will be the libero, Avery Ibarra, back to serve. And Mullenkamp, Ranley, Willman, they are able to dig it out. They're going to have to bump it across. They do. Mullenkamp, Ranley, Hope Evers, they dig it out of the back again. Big hit. Indians are struggling, but we're going to be able to bump it across. Hope Evers gets it across their blockers. They play it from the back row, setting it up. Evers again with a dig. Ranley bumps it across on the second hit. They're going to set it up for the middle, and they're able to get it across our blockers and down on our side, 13-10. So the Rough Riders with a couple of straight points, and they are coming back on us a little bit. It's going to be Avery Dieringer, I believe. Again, it's yellow, light yellow colors on a white jersey, so it's a little tough. Indians play the serve. They get it to them, back to us, back to their side, and across their blockers, and they can't play it. The back row couldn't play it, and it is 14-10, and Hope Evers, no, it's going to be, that was Hope Evers with that. It's going to be Haley Easton, I believe, back to serve, yes. She started off, looked like she was going to serve from the right side. Coach Guggenbiller says, come over to the left side. That serve is taken in the back row. They're going to bump it across, and we're not able to play it. It was a really nice, well-hit ball, and Mullenkamp dived for it, got it up in the air, but nobody could play it. 14-11. And they'll serve it to us. We get it, and we have to bump it across. They're setting it for the right side and across our blockers, and we couldn't play it behind them. So it's 14-12. They're back to within two. And it is Piper Marcy back to serve again. She'll serve from the right side. We've struggled a little bit here after we got five, six, or seven straight points. Mullenkamp, Ranley, Hope Evers gets it across. They're going to try to set it up for their left side. Big hit, and it goes long. That was a brutal hit. Fortunately, it didn't hit any of our players and went just a little bit out of bounds. So it is 15-12, Indians leading by three. Kenna Dews back to serve. She'll serve from the left side. And they play it from the back, setting it for the middle, off of our blockers and down on our side. 15-13, lead back down to two. And it's going to be Ella Schlarman, senior, back to serve for the Lady Rough Riders. It is, she's going to be serving from the right, just right of center. 15-13 Indians. Garkey set it up. We set up for a woman. She hits it across. They're going to bump shot it across. We're able to get it. There's a little bit of a scrum there. It's back on their side. We're able to get it up in the air again. We tried to tip it across, and they blocked it right back down on our side. It's 15-14. Schlarman will serve again from just right of center. 1 point lead for the Indians. Garkey, Ranley sets it for Mullenkamp. A brutal hit. It was right at the back row young lady's feet, and she did get a hand on it, but it shot over to their bench. So Indians lead at two. Bryn Willman will go back to serve. She'll be a little left of center. Nice serve. They're able to play it. They're going to bump it across, and Willman tried to play it. It was probably going to go long, and she tried to play it over her shoulder and hit it toward the scorer's table. So lead back down to one for the Indians. I think this is Reinecke serving, and it goes into the net. So it is back to a two-point lead, 17-5. 17-15, excuse me. And Caden Ranley is going to be our server. 17-5. This is set number three. This is, we Indians have won both of the first two. They play it from the back row. Gonna get it across. We, nice dig. And Mullenkamp will put it across. They're able to play it. They bump it across. Tried to bump it across. They were too close to the net and hit the net. So it is 18-15. Indians lead by three. And Caden Ranley will go back to serve again. That is dugout in the back row. We're going to set it for the left side. And we get a hand on it, get it in play. Dews sends it across. They're going to set it for the middle. Big hit. Another great dig by Dews. Ranley setting it for Cameron Mullenkamp. She tips it across. They're able to keep it in play. Right side, going to put a big hit on it, and it goes a little wide, out of bounds. Put it across the net, past our blockers, but it went just a little wide. Indians lead up to four now, 19-15. And they're going to take, the Lady Rough Riders are going to take another timeout. And we'll take a timeout with them after this from Brick Street. We'll be right back.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back. Indians leading set number three, 19-15. We won the first set 25-20. The second set 25-8. And we are on the verge of being the first team to 20. Now in the first set we got to 20 first and it was 20-17 and they tied it up. But then Cameron Mullenkamp served five straight and we won the set. So it will be played from the back row. They play it, get it to our side. We get it right back quickly. They are tipped it over our front row. Mullenkamp roll shots it across. They're struggling, but they're going to get it under control. They get it across, but it goes out of bounds. Comes across to our side, but wide. And it is 20-15. Again, we are the first ones to 20. And Caden Ranley will go back to serve again from a little bit left of center. She will bloop it across. They play it from the back row. They're going to set it up for the left side. Garkey, Ranley sets it to Cameron Mullenkamp. Big hit, but it went between two girls, and they both kind of ran into each other and hit it. So it's 21-15, six-point lead for the Indians. Ella Schlarman's going to sub back in for Addison Fry, and Caden Ranley will go back to serve again. This will be her third serve, I believe. 21-15 Indians, and it hits the net, gets across, but goes out of bounds. So service error, one of the very few. We had a couple in a row very early and then haven't had very many at all. So now it is, looks like Avery Ibarra. And we are not able to handle the serve. So it is 21-16, I believe. 21-17. Indians leading. We play it from the back row. Garkey's going to bump it up toward the front. Easton will get it across. They're going to set it for their left side. They get it across our blockers, but we're able to play it. Mullenkamp will hit it, and it goes just out of bounds in that far corner. So the lead is down to three. We had it kind of under control, and it's getting away from us a little bit. Avery Ibarra, number six, back to serve for the Lady Rough Riders. Okay, a whistle on. We had somebody in the wrong position for our Indians. It is 21-19. They have scored, I believe, four straight points on us. Avery Ibarra back to serve again. And we are able to dig it out. Ranley gets it under control for Easton, and she hits it into the net. It is 21-20, and the Indians will call a timeout. Just as we thought we had everything under control, we gave it all back. 21-20, Indians leading. Timeout Indians, back in just a minute.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe.
Back to St. Mary's. Indians leading 21-20, but the Rough Riders have scored five straight points. And we are getting ready for the serve. Avery Ibarra, and she hits it into the net. Woo! 22-20 gives us a little bit of breathing room. But here we go. This is Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve. And her serves have been on, and they have struggled. See if she can get this one to knuckleball in front of them and get three serves and get us out of here. Here comes her serve. Back row, they're able to dig it. And they're going to set up for the middle. We block it back to them off of their front row and down, 23-20. Mullenkamp needs two more points to get this match in the Indians' win column. 23-20, 10 feet in the air, gigantic spin. They're able to play it. They're going to bump it to the left side, and they're going to have to bump shot it across. Garkey, Ranley will set it up for Grizzy, and that's down, and it is match point coming up for Cameron Mullenkamp. 24-20, set number three. Mullenkamp's serves so far haven't been knuckleballing at the right time. That one almost did. They're going to be able to play it, bump it across. Garkey, Ranley, back sets for Easton. They're able to dig it out. Going to be left side. They bump it over our blockers. Garkey will set it for Easton. She'll hit it across and goes way out of bounds on the side. So it's 24-21. If we're going to win, it's going to have to be on their serve. Looks like Taylor Meyer is going to come in to serve for the Lady Rough Riders. They need, they'll need five straight points to win this. And we are able to play the serve, not very well, but we get it to the front and get it to Grizzy, and she slams it down on their side, and that is the match. Final set, 25-21. And the Indians won the first set, 25-20. Second set, 25-8. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes to wrap things up.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by the Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Welcome back to St. Mary's, where the Lady Indians come away with a three-set victory. And also the JV match, Indians two-set victory there, 25-11, 25-15 in the JV. Varsity was 25-20. We were the first ones to 20 in each one of the matches. That first set seemed like we were going to walk away with it. We were up 20-17. They came back and tied it. We called a timeout, and Cameron Mullenkamp served out. So we got a 25-20 victory there. In the second set, the Indians, it was kind of back and forth. I think we might have been down 8-7, and Cameron Mullenkamp got her knuckleball serve going in that one, and it was kind of incredible. I think she served 10 or 11 straight points and probably five aces in that run, where that ball would come right at the defender and drop right in front of them, and that just didn't seem like there's much they could do about it. So we ended up winning that one 25-8. We just walked away from them. And then in the third set, it was back and forth. We were, every single set, we were down early. And I think we were down 5-1, 4-0, something like that early. And then we fought back a little bit. We got, I think we were ahead of them on 4 points, like maybe 15-11, something like that. And they fought back and tied it. And I think they might have gotten ahead of us, but then we got the serve back and got a few points and got up 3 or 4 points on them. And then they fought back again. And I think it was 20-19 at one point. And I think we had been 20 to 15, and they scored 4 or 5 straight points and had us kind of on our heels a little bit. But we recovered, called a timeout, went back and outscored them 4 or 5-1 to end the third set. So Indians take all three sets, 25-20, 25-8, and 25-21. And so we'll talk about what's coming up. Have another volleyball match on Thursday. That will be at Arcanum. Start time at 5:30. Of course, I think all of our weekday games are 5:30 starts. And then on Friday, the boys will host Allen East at Baron Brogy Park. And our Reisner Energy pregame show will start at 6:40. We were able to beat Allen East last year at their place. They didn't lose much. They're pretty good, and they beat somebody. I don't remember who it was. I think it was Lima Perry. Beat them like 50-0, something like that. It was so they're going to be on a roll. We had a nice game also on Friday night. Went down to Welcome Stadium in Dayton and beat Ponett's Career Tech Center 35-14. Ponett's scored on the very first play in the game, and they scored on their very last play of the game. Those are the only two scores. For the most part, the Indians kind of dominated defensively, especially. But they did get some first downs in that second half. So, and Coach Winning saw a lot of things that we need to fix. So we'll work on that and get back at it. So, again, Indians come away with a three-set victory, 25-20, 25-8, 25-21 in the varsity contest. And in the JV, a two-set victory, 25-11 and 25-15. So a nice night for the Lady Indians. And we want to thank everybody for listening. Thank Chuck Rohr, our engineer. And you've been listening to the Hometown Huddle, Tribe 107.3 WFRC FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we appreciate you listening. We appreciate all of our sponsors. And we will see you, we'll see you tomorrow night with Sports Talk and Insight. And we will see you Thursday for more volleyball from Arcanum. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you then.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!